Okay, I'm William Tian from the Windows Protocol Testing team, and today I will go through the Windows Test Suite open source and our updates. Since then, and Jiajun has covered the overview of our Test Suite and how to run Test Suite, and I will focus on our updates in the previous years, and what we have done for the open source community. Okay, this is my agenda. First, I will go through the open source status, and then has also announced that we have a freshly new release just the week before, and then I will talk about how to build an active communicator with us and to bring more benefit to our partners, and last we can have a Q&A session. Okay, first, let's have a look at our open source status. We just kick off our open source project from last June, and we have worked with our legal team, and we have picked up the MIT license. This is a very simple license, and it means that you can get our code from the network, and you can use it for your personal or commercial usage, and there's no concern to use to reference our code. We have worked for 4 months and released our first version to the GitHub. And then, just before the last September, before the SNEA Plugfest, before the SNEA event last year, and then we tagged the new release for the to allow the file sharing to our Windows 8 document. And before the last October, we aligned our RDP test suite to the latest document last year. And just before this year, June Plugfest is the biggest Plugfest, and we released our second version. And you can download every version from the hyperlink, and they are all in the GitHub. You can get that. Okay, here in this table, the blue rows showed what we have released last year. There's PTF and PTM, it's a two, and also three test suite family, file server test suite family, SMB1, and RDP test suite family. These three test suite has covered dozens of documents. And the blue rows just showed what we have just newly released for this year. It covered the Kerberos, MS-ADOD, Brand Cache, AZLD, SMBD, ADFS-PIP, and another big one, AD Family Test Suite. Also, more and more documents have been covered. Till now, most of the popular test suite we have been open sourced in the GitHub. So if there is any new requirement and a new test suite you want to get, and you can contact our team or Dan and our PM team to give us more requirement or feedback. Here, this page, I want to show some data trade for our community to show there are more and more partners have participated as our site. And here I showed the three timelines: last September, last October, and just this June. The table shows the download count, and we can see that more and more people download our test suite. And PTM, PTF, the most popular test suite are file sharing, SMB, RDP test, RDP client test suite, and PTF. We have two versions: one for the model version, and this is main model version. And also, we can see that more and more partners are working on the Kerberos and Brand Cache AD Family test suite. And this download content shows that. We have more customers to use our test suite from GitHub. And totally, more than 1,300 downloads from our site. So it's really extreme, very, very good result to us, and also it's a recognition to our team's work. Yeah, very thank you. And this page shows some data for the blue lines for the fork numbers. And if you want to use our code, you can just clone the code, our fork, our branch to your local repo. And the fork numbers increase year by year. and we have got more and more stars. And the gray ones, the issues that opened on our GitHub, almost all of them have been resolved on the GitHub, and we have responded very quickly. And we can our partners just fail issues to us, we communicate directly and effectively. And the last line is about the pull requests from our external partners. And this year we have got 2 pull requests from our partners for our user guide and also for the script enhancement. So I want to thank our partners for the contribution to our work, and also on behalf of our team, I think we also are very glad to get the pull request from our external partners. Here is our open source status. Next, I want to go to the latest release. Fresh release for just last week it's for this Dream Plug Fest. In this release, and we covered the PTF, we have upgraded PTF to the new version of 5000 and 500. And PTM and Test Suite has been upgraded to the version 2. And you can download our PTF from this repo, from this site, and our PTM and Test Suite is in this one, in this link. I will go through the updates in the following slides. And PTF in our PTF updates, and we have supported IPC core on the 64-bit Windows, and also we checked Windows Studio or later version for the PTF installation, and also we have upgraded our PTF config files customization, and here's one of the pull requests from our external partners just to fix our user guide issues. The PTM updates, Jiajun just covered the updates a little, and we have displayed the running status on our main page, on the running page, and also enhance our error handlings, and improve the stability of the PTM when run thousands of cases. The stability have been improved this year. Here are Test Suite updates. This year we have released 10 Test Suite in total. Among the 10 Test Suite, 3 Test Suite family has released from last year, and file sharing, SMB, and RDP. And this year we have released 3 new Test Suite. That means all the Test Suite open source in GitHub have been also released in the new version. Yeah. Among the 10 test suites, we have updated 5 of them against the last year. This table shows updates. And the first file server family, we have added big ending support for the IPC SDK. This issue we have just worked out with our partners in the event last year, and we have worked with them with a long time and just added support for this IPC SDK. And also, we have supported ISVD new document to support the enumeration snapshots. And also, we support to build the file sharing type suite in the 32-bit operating system. There are also some other updates and some issues fixed in the GitHub, and I will not go through one by one. These updates and issues can be found in our GitHub release readme. You can get more information. For the AD family, we aligned our APDS test suite to the latest document, the first one, at test case for APDS, and also we support IPC call for DRSR on the Windows 64 Windows. For RDP family, RDP client family, we aligned to the Windows 8 latest document and covered the RDP client version 10, 10.2, and 10.3. There are many updates this year. For the SMB and Kerberos family, we fixed some issues. And all of this test suite, we have upgraded to our new latest PTF and updated our PTM plugin and also documents. update accordingly. Yeah. Okay, before I go, is there any questions? Okay, we can have some time in the last session. Yeah. Then I want to talk about how to build more and more activity communicate with us. First, if you worked on the GitHub, then you may know some CLA, and for Microsoft, we also have one. If you want to contribute to our source code, and you need to sign the CLA first. It's very simple and a simple step, and it's also a one-step work. When you assign for one project, and all Microsoft-sponsored projects will be signed. So, after you sign that, if you have any feedbacks or requirements, for example, we have questions from our partner just now, and maybe you can raise some issues to our site directly. Yeah, I mean after the event. Yeah, we can work together on the event, and after event you can find us through the GitHub. Yeah, you can easily find us. Yeah, you can report issues, and also you can contribute as some existing bug fix and help us to verify whether the bug has been fixed on your own system. Yeah, and also you can pull requests to our source report. If you have some new ideas, then you can add some new features to our source report. Okay, here are some notes for the pull requests. For our external partner, if you want to pull some requests and following our code convention and build your source code, and it's very important that you need to regression the test cases on your own system, and also regression to the Windows to make sure that your pull request will not affect other partners. Yeah, because there are many partners use the same code together. And maybe some specific document need to be updated accordingly. And the last step is to submit the code to a defaulting staging branch. You can add some description to your commit, add feature, fix issue, or add some test cases. And then other step, and then our team, our Windows Proto testing team will receive your pull request, and we will do the code review. If your changes is related to our SDK, we will regression all of our test cases, test suites, and set up all the will regression all our test suites in our lab. And if it's only a change to specific test suite, we will regression one test suite, and to make sure all other partners will be not affected. And then we will provide some feedback, and merge the pull request to our source code. If it is accepted, also here is a contributing guide here. I want to know anyone have some question on this step? Is it too complex or need some explanation? Okay, I think many people work on GitHub open source, so it's very easy understanding. Build after. You can clone or fork your code from our GitHub first, and then our test suite just like Diane's slide showed, and there are some required software that need to be installed first. For example, VS Test Agent, Specs Explorer, or PTF. You may think that these software are too many too many to install them, and we have provided a PowerShell script, install prerequisite PowerShell script. You can just, this script is also in the GitHub. You can download it from the GitHub and just run the two commands, cd, one spread test suite, and run this PowerShell. And also, you need to wait for some time because we downloaded the specific version from the internet. Yeah, so it's just a one-click thing and need to wait for some time. When to finish, then you can build your test suite. First, you need to build the PTF. We have two versions of PTF. One is for model, another is for non-model. It means, for example, SMB1 and file sharing test suite need the model PTF. So before you build file server test suite, you need to run build command for model, add the for model options to build one PDF. If you run the Kerbal's test suite or RDP test suite, there is no model needed, and you can use the second command, this one. And the PDF will be built out in the drop directory, and you can get that MSI and install it. And then that's the time to build our test suite. It's also the very simple command in the build command. Until now, you will get the file servers, test suite, MSI. Just install that. It's your environment is ready to run test cases. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't think so. Yeah. If you want to run Kerbal's, then you need to uninstall the for model PDF and install another one. Yeah. Okay. this is very we also post this in our test suite README and release the README. You can get and also you can get these slides from our event site and make sure that you don't you can find that. Okay. There's also some announcements and our updates from this forum and GitHub, and also you can get some support from the Doc Help for our document updates. And also we also want to build our test suite very well, and we want to bring more benefit to all of our partners. Here are some resources. The first one is the PTF source code, and second one is our test suite source code. And test suite including all the open source test suite. There are 10 test suite family there. And the PTM and PTM plugin, all of them are open source. Okay, any questions about open source and the test suite updates? Okay, if you have some questions, then you can find us directly. We are in the PlayFest building 20 and in the room. You can find us, any of us that can help you. Yeah, thank you.